Welcome to the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. This is episode 28 of the podcast. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be answering some of the questions I've been getting lately as we head into the summer real estate market in the London, Ontario area. So one of the first questions I've been getting a lot lately is, where do you think the market's going to go over the summer? Again, I always say this, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't really like making predictions on the market because obviously I don't control the Canadian economy or the housing market. But what I will say is usually you do see a bit of a slowdown in the summer in the London area. I think you have to be careful if you're going to be listing a home. Most of the time, I'm going to tell folks to wait for the fall at this point. We're kind of into the end of the June period now. I want to be really careful that we get on the market at a time when everyone is going away on vacation. They're just not really thinking about real estate. I think once we get into the fall, it could change again. I think one of the other things that's really contributed right now is the interest rate hike. So we saw another small, but you know, 0.25% up. And I think that's kind of made people maybe a little bit wait and see to see what happens over the summer. But again, on the other side of that coin, I'm seeing people kind of getting used to those rate hikes and kind of maybe the new normal of interest rates in Canada, and they're able to kind of make decisions based on those new rates. So they're kind of getting used to it. I am seeing homes, you know, under 600, 700,000 are still moving quite quickly, depending on the area that you're in. Anything under really like 500, I think is moving quickly. And we're actually setting a lot of those up for multiple offers in most cases. So you may be prepared to deal with some multiple offers. So in terms of where the market goes over the summer, yeah, I definitely could think it could, you know, level out a little bit. You're probably going to see some less listings on the market too. So if you can find a home on the market as a buyer that is on the market in the summer, you may, and you know, in a lot of cases, have a motivated seller that has a reason to sell. Maybe they purchased something else that closes in the fall. They really got to get a deal done beforehand. You know, it kind of leads me to the second question that I had, and you know, should I buy or sell first? So if I own a property already and I'm looking at upgrading or maybe even making a change and going from, you know, a larger home into maybe and I have a lot of clients like this right now that are looking at, you know, one floor living, that are maybe getting, you know, into retirement age. And I think that, you know, that is a question that really depends on what you own currently. Again, if you own a larger home, you're going to maybe something less expensive. You may actually want to wait, I think, a little bit, depending on the area. If you are looking at upgrading and maybe you have a townhouse right now and you're, you know, say you're 30 years old, you have a townhouse, you want to buy a bigger home for, you know, growing family, you may want to actually get on the market. I think anything, again, under that $600,000, $500,000 mark is moving quite quickly. So if you're conservative with your numbers, you may be able to sell quickly and then, you know, either buy or potentially even, you know, buy first and then sell. But that can get kind of dangerous, honestly. I think you have to be very careful in a market that has changed so quickly. So, you know, what we saw since April is the market's picked up, I think, quite a bit, moving the seller into the driver's seat. But, you know, that can change quickly again. And I think, you know, with the interest rate hike, some sellers are a little bit disappointed where if they do hold an offer night and they might not be getting to the numbers that they need to get to. So, you know, I think it's important to have a real estate agent that kind of understands that and is doing lots of transactions and also seeing what's happening in different areas in London, because it's really depends on where you are and what the comparables are telling me. You know, one of the big things right now is that if there just aren't a lot of sales to look at in your area, it's much more of an art than a science in terms of pricing. I think you have to be very careful with pricing with stuff that happened during the COVID pandemic period, because those prices are just not really existing right now. You know, I think it's getting back to something that is maybe more of a reasonable market. And, you know, the other thing too is we're seeing conditions again. You may be able to throw in a home to sell condition, but it isn't been, you know, the norm since I'd say about the Easter period, the April period. As we head into the summer, I think if you're buying a house that's, you know, maybe over a million, you may be able to throw that in and get it worked out for you to hold that property for a little bit off. You know, it's on the market, but I mean, a lot of people aren't seeing those properties if they have a condition to sell. So be careful, I think, with that, and, you know, talk to you know, give me a call if you don't have an agent, but, you know, talk to your agent about that and kind of figure out where we want to go with the buy sell or, you know, sell first or buy first kind of situation that we're in. Another question I have had too here is, you know, what conditions are you seeing? Is it normal to have conditions again? I'd say it depends. I mean, on, and I know I keep saying it depends, but I think on, in most options, if there's an offer day and you're going to be going all the way through for, you know, a 7-day offer time period. So, you know, they list it on a Wednesday, they hold offers till the following Wednesday and no one's allowed to make an offer. You know, I'd be prepared to get those conditions dealt with in advance if you can, but don't just throw caution to the wind and just go in firm without having dealt with your conditions in advance. So there are ways to do that. It's not a perfect system. You know, there's always potential that you could run into issues on something like financing, on appraisal, even though you're golden and you know that you can get approval. There are some issues that I've seen, you know, arise for that. So I think, you know, being conservative is good. Home inspection, you know, I'm seeing those back in a lot of ways. I think you have to be cognizant of the fact that if you're against 10 other offers, you know, if you have a home inspection condition and a financing condition and a home to sell condition, you probably aren't going to be successful on offer day, even if your price is right. But, you know, I've been surprised lately. I've seen sometimes where the offer day comes, we have, you know, a handful of offers, we put in an offer that's, yeah, maybe a little bit above asking price, it has conditions, and they're able to work with us because I'm able to show the client, you know, is ready to go here. You know, looking at, you know, getting a pre-approval in place is very, very important because, you know, it's a trust game at the end of the day. We want to make sure that the other side understands that, yeah, as much as this is a contract we've written, they have to trust that you're going to get your conditions met by the period that you need to meet them by. And yeah, I've had some good opportunities lately for clients, I think, where we are able to put conditions in, buy a property at the right price, and, you know, get 5 business days to get our stuff together. I think, you know, the other question that I have in front of me from someone in the London area is, you know, are you seeing different areas of town becoming more popular? Yeah, I am. You know, I think during the peak, you know, I was talking to some agents yesterday and it was interesting, like during the peak, it was very difficult to buy a detached house, you know, under 500,000. Like it pretty much was in really rough shape. But what's interesting to me is that the prices that were the lower prices that we were seeing before. So like the entry level detached, the cheapest homes you could buy in London, you know, a few years ago before the pandemic, you know, you could get something for like, it wasn't nice, but you could get something for, you know, in the, probably the 200 range, right? Pushing to 3, obviously. Now I'm seeing, and during the pandemic, you know, there were certain times I remember seeing properties that I was very concerned about, and just in terms of, you know, foundations and liens and things that just concerned me. And, you know, those were selling for still like 500,000. Now, you know, you are seeing some properties in the lower end again, you know, that were selling, you know, probably for mid 3s, maybe into the 4s, probably more like into the 4s. And what's interesting to me about that is that we had a low before the pandemic, maybe in the 200, you could get something, a detached home. Now, then it was 500. Now it's like 354, probably more like 400 to get something that's, you know, a entry level home, a first starter home, a detached home. What's interesting about that is that the lows have gotten higher, right? So the trend to me, and again, I don't have that crystal ball, I wish I did, the trend to me is going in that upward trajectory. So what neighborhoods could you be looking at that would, you know, have an example of that? You know, there's some neighborhoods like along Hamilton Road. There's some neighborhoods like Old East Village. Sometimes in the, you know, the South End, there's some options in there. There were options, you know, closer to, you know, even Old North, that I think those homes are becoming unaffordable, even at the entry level side for a lot of first time home buyers. So, you know, maybe they're looking at, you know, people love Wortley Village, but, you know, that price has gone up a lot. So I think, you know, places like Old East Village, you know, places in East London in general, I think you'll see, you know, there is a bit of a trend where you're seeing those homes get bought up, get renovated. a lot of families moving into some of those areas that maybe wouldn't have even considered them before. And I think it's just affordability, because even though prices have gone down, you know, interest rates going up, you know, you have to be, you know, cognizant of what your payment's going to be. And I think a lot of people are making decisions like that. I think, you know, the other side of this is, you know, and it is one of the last questions I have here is, what do you think, you know, what's going on with interest rates and how are interest rates impacting the market? Well, obviously they're having a huge impact on the market. I'm not a mortgage broker or a, you know, financing expert in it by any means, but what I find interesting to me is that, it's just to give you an example, you know, you buy an investment property right now in London, your payment's going to be higher, obviously, than it was substantially because the interest rates are up. Your rents have got higher, like quite substantially. You know, it's difficult to find something that's, you know, less than $2,000 really in London anymore. I mean, a one bedroom at like 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 is, you know, mind boggling to me compared to what I remember, you know, renting out rooms before when I started this real estate journey. And you just, you know, you could rent a room for $300, right? And now, you know, those rooms are like $800 around the university, around Fanshawe, maybe even more. I've seen people try to rent for $1,000, $1,200 for just a room. So if you look at the rents that you're getting right now, obviously they're higher. But what's interesting to me is, what happens when interest rates come down? Rents are not going to come down because people are usually in a lease. They're not going to come down. Maybe there's more competition. Maybe they'll come down slightly overall. But what's interesting to me is, yeah, you could get a less payment on your mortgage and very much an increase of rent from what you were getting a few years ago. So you're getting a less payment, an increased rent over the last few years, and your equity is going up, right? You know, is it great to be negative cash flow on an investment property? Absolutely not. Like, you should try not to be in every single way possible. But if you could find something that's close to cash flow or at cash flow, if possible, I mean, you're definitely looking at multiplexes probably for that. And then all those three factors kind of change for you in a positive way. You know, I think there may be some people that are seeing the opportunity that could present. And I'm very biased here. I'm a real estate agent. I own real estate. But what I'm seeing is that I think there's a huge potential, especially in a place like London. And why I say that in London is because we have multiple hospitals, multiple large post-secondary institutions, lots of professional opportunities in London that people are moving to. Lots of my clients are moving from outside of town that are not from London, but they can work from home now. So I have multiple people like that that have done that in the last few years or are currently looking at doing that because they don't want to pay Toronto prices and they make Toronto salaries a lot of the time. So you're seeing this huge, I think, opportunity here that's starting to change. And I think that, you know, people that miss the boat buying a detached house at $250,000 or $150,000, if you go several years back, those people, that bottom line may present itself where the only option you have is to not even look, you know, you're not even looking at a detached house anymore, but your detached house might be your minimum back toward pandemic levels. You might be at like $500,000, $600,000. For something that's, you know, not at that point, right? Yeah, I'm biased. I think, you know, real estate is generally worked out for most people that buy it long term. But I think you're seeing a huge change in the market. And, you know, I appreciate all the questions that have come in. This is, you know, been episode 28 of the podcast. We're getting really close to episode 30. Definitely going to be doing some extra things as we get into the summer and the fall market. I know it's been a very, very, very busy spring for me personally, for a lot of reasons, mostly work, family, all those things. So just be cognizant. I do want to do more episodes, and, you know, these kind of questions are the things that are going to really drive this thing. So if you do have a question, just text it to me, 226-977-2348. So my name's Phil Bailey. I'm a realtor in London with the House Sigma brokerage, which is a full service brokerage, just like every other brokerage. I get that question too. So yeah, text me 226-977-2348. Or you can go to my website, just philbailey.ca, and just send me a message on there. If you have any questions, you're looking to buy or sell in the area and don't have a real estate agent, or you just have a question that you want me to take on a future podcast. One thing before I do depart from the podcast today, I know I wanted to mention is, you know, we've been doing some really cool stuff in London with Dad Club London. That's something that I've been able to be a part of over the last, I'd say, 8 months or so. And one of the things that's really cool about that is that they're raising money right now for Ronald McDonald House in for Southwestern Ontario, so in London area. And, you know, we just raised $1,000 the other day at Forked River Brewing in London. We were at London Brewing, used to be called Co-op. We raised a lot of money there too. I'm not sure the exact figure yet. They actually have a beer for sale there. So you can go to Co-op or London Brewing, whatever we call it these days, and you can go in there and buy some Dad Club beer. And I think it's 50 cents of every beer goes towards that cause. It's something, you know, I'm definitely passionate about, you know, seeing how things, you know, for people that parents that, you know, would need a something like that. I mean, I could only imagine. I haven't had to go through that very, you know, luckily. But, you know, seeing parents that have to go through absolute hell, I think, and having a place to stay with their kids when they're in, you know, our London area, I think it's just such a great cause. And it's something that I think, you know, everyone should consider supporting. So yeah, just Google Dad Club London as well if you want to learn more about that, or you want to join me at one of our social outings. It's been really fun to getting to know a lot of those folks as well. So thank you so much for listening. Episode 28 of the London, Ontario Real Estate Podcast. My name is Phil Bailey. Again, just send me a text, 226-977-2348. If you have any ideas for future episodes or any questions about real estate, I'm always here to help. Have a great day. Take care.